You may find this phrase a little strange. Consider how to bring, don't you just bring your children? Well, the context of this sentence is, don't only bring your own children. You should consider how to bring other children, particularly the children of the saints who are not coming to the meeting. You know, in every local church, if you have like a phone list, the number in the meeting is probably only about 50% or 60% of the total number of saints on your list. There are a lot of other children who are not with us. We should consider, is there a way that I could call a family, say, hi, how are you guys doing? Listen, I was wondering, do you want to send the kids with us this Lord's Day? Don't invite them. You know, actually, Brother Lee even says, you guys rest. You sleep in. Go take care of stuff. And you want us to take the children? We can come by, no problem. And he said, the older sisters, in this context, there's a message in 1968. The older sisters, how about Lord's Day morning, you just go around and pick up all the children of these saints who don't come to the meeting. Don't condemn them. Why aren't you in the meeting? You all should be in the meeting. No, just like, hey, do you want us to, you know, well, take a break. Oh, we'll take the kids. And then you bring them. You know, he said, eventually such a sister becomes their, quote unquote, godmother. He used this phrase. You become their godmother. They will never forget you. Never forget you. You know, the reason I am here before you today is because before I was born, when my family immigrated from the island of Puerto Rico, which is a U.S. territory, to New York City in 1953, my father went there for the American dream, to have a better life. And he went there, Lord gave him a job the next day, got an apartment, and then called for my mom to come with my three siblings, who were all older than me by 10, 12, and 14 years. At that time, they were ages 6, 8, and 10. I was still not born. And they moved to the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And it was, I believe, the second Saturday that they were there, within 2 weeks. Saturday afternoon, a knock on the door. And it's a woman in her 30s. My mom is in her 30s with these three children. Says, hi, welcome to the neighborhood. Says, you know, I teach the Bible to children on Saturday afternoons. I wonder if you would like to send them with us. Just like this. My mom called herself a Christian. She was not. She was a nominal Christian at the time. Not saved. But she respected the Bible, respected Christians, loved her children. And that's a good thing. Sure, she sent them. My sister comes home. Oh, so happy. Mommy, I want to go back. I want to go back. The second week, my mom sent the three kids. And my mom's interested. What is going on there? So she went. Just in the neighborhood. She walked. She said, strange, a store. There's a door to go upstairs. And there's just one room. Just one room. 35 children. With two sisters. In their 30s. These were not the church children. This was neighborhood children. And they just watched out. They just watched out. Who moves in? Target. And they became the first ones to welcome people to the neighborhood. You become people's first friend. You're going to open people's hearts. And so from that week, my mother joined that gathering and became their helper. So now three people helping. And you know, in this book, Raising the Next Generation, Brother Lee says this. One sister can take care of 20. When you read that, the sisters have no faith for that. They go, oh. Say, Brother Lee, you don't know what you're talking about. Actually, Brother Lee knew what he was talking about. Because I saw it. I mean, I am the product of it. I didn't see it. I'm the product of that. Two sisters with 35 children. No chairs. These two sisters rented out of their own money. This was not sponsored by the church, by the Brethren Church. They were with a Brethren Church. I found out. I studied the history of this. These two sisters' burden, they paid for this rental of this room weekly. I'm their fruit. My children are their fruit. My nephews and nieces who are baptized are their fruit. I haven't brought a big number to the Lord, but, you know, it's been years. The number adds up. Actually, they all are Sister Petrali's crown. When she goes to the Lord, she never gave a message in a meeting. But when she goes to the Lord, a lot of us are going to be standing there behind her. We're her fruit. We're her crown. Sisters, you have that possibility. Sisters who are home with the baby in the middle of the night. Oh, I know, this stage is rough. But you have, there's supply for you. And remember, it is a stage. But you have this potential that you could have such a glory and crown. Maybe more than the full-time serving saints. How many will be there with Sister Petrali? She went to the Lord without ever knowing how the Lord would work in my life. I was just a little boy. How the Lord would spread in my family. Actually, in my family, four generations of salvation. All credit to her. Only eternity will reveal the result. Therefore, too, I encourage the sisters to do this good work and all the housewives. I think this is category number 9. Can bring children to the meetings, and the younger sisters can be trained to cooperate with them to bear their little ones as fruit.